Welcome to Lesson 4, your non-dorky announcement or reconnection letter. Today we're going to talk about writing your non-dorky announcement or reconnection letter. What's the difference between an announcement letter and a reconnection letter? Well, I will probably refer to them interchangeably in this lesson, but an announcement letter is the letter you write when you're new to the business, and a reconnection letter is one you write when you're initiating your SOI campaign. If you're a rookie agent, then your announcement letter will also serve as a reconnection letter. So what do I mean by non-dorky? What is a non-dorky letter? Well, first, let's talk about what a dorky letter is. A dorky letter is one that you probably were encouraged to write when you did your announcement letter. You got a sample from your broker or your trainer, or maybe you found one online. Here's an example of a dorky announcement letter. Dear friends, I am excited about joining Hawkins Agency as a real estate salesperson serving your area. My training and experience has prepared me to meet all of your needs, whether buying or selling. As an active member in our community, I am confident I can provide the best service and personal attention to my friends and neighbors. Also, if you have friends who are considering buying or selling, please let me know. If I can be of any assistance, please call me today at 123-456-7890. I look forward to talking with you soon. Sincerely, Sarah Cotter, Real Estate Salesperson. So what's dorky about that? Well, lots of things. First, it's boring as mud. There's no human being in the letter, there's no you. There's no personality, no emotion, no sincere excitement. It's mostly about how great the new agent's company is, followed up by a predictable request for referrals. There's nothing in this letter that would inspire the reader to care about the person who wrote it, and certainly nothing there to inspire the reader to keep the letter or even remember it. It's going into the trash without a second thought, and the agent who proudly sent it probably wasted his time, money, and energy. Too bad. So what makes a letter non-dorky? Well, just the opposite. A non-dorky letter is full of personality and sincere excitement. It's personal, it might be funny, it makes the reader smile. It's written by a real person who doesn't sound like an infomercial for either the writer or the writer's real estate company. Included in the Savvy Prospector program is a downloadable product called Dorky Announcement Letters De-Dorked, which consists of several examples of really dorky letters that are actually in circulation, as well as more than a dozen, 16 I think, real-world examples of non-dorky letters that you are welcome to borrow from in your own letter-writing efforts. Not to put any pressure on you, but this announcement or reconnection letter might just be the most important project of the program, since it's really the kickoff to your Savvy Prospector campaign. On one hand, I want you to hurry up and get your letter out there so you can start seeing results, but on the other, I want your letter to be fabulous, so you need to take the time to make that happen. You have a unique personality, and that's what we want to shine through in your letters. No dorky letters will be allowed. So when you write your letter, what should you write about? Take a day or two to brainstorm some topics you might want to include, and be sure to look through the letters in the De-Dorked product for more ideas. Write down your ideas in your SOI notebook. Even if you don't use some of them now, you can probably use them in future SOI communications. But here are some ideas. Do you want to apologize to your friends for losing touch? Do you want to talk about the local real estate market? How about announcing a significant change in your business philosophy or describing a special new service? Do you want to share a funny story about your real estate career? How about bragging about your fantastic husband, wife, or kids? Do you want to offer a drawing or a contest? Do you want to beg for referrals? No. Do you want to offer cash for referrals? No again. Your letter can be funny or serious, sappy or dry, as long as it's sincere. And remember, nobody cares much about your real estate company, they care about you. And you don't have to brag about yourself or try to prove your qualifications to anyone. Fortunately or unfortunately, most people don't think selling real estate is hard. So as long as you come across as a reasonably competent human being, it's not necessary to prove that you are. It's usually more important that your SOI feels a personal connection to you than that they are impressed by your qualifications. Once you've decided on the topics you want to cover in your letter, you'll need to decide if you want to send out one letter to everyone or create two or even three letters for different audiences. I think it's usually perfectly acceptable to do one version. I kind of think that writing a personal letter to people I don't know all that well goes a long way toward creating warmth in the relationship. You never know, that group 2 person might think of you as one of their good friends and wouldn't think it's weird at all to get a personal letter from you. I'd rather err on the side of being too personal than not being personal enough. What do you have to lose? Speaking of personalization, let's talk about a few things. First, if you're savvy enough to do a mail merge with your database, by all means do it so that each letter is addressed to each individual person. For the less savvy among us, myself included, a dear friend's letter is acceptable. Or if your sphere of influence isn't too monstrous, you can even manually address each letter by cutting and pasting addresses and typing in the salutation. It's best to print the letter on personal letterhead as opposed to company stock, but it's not the end of the world if you use your own company letterhead, especially if you work for a boutique company that suits your personality. If your company letterhead is the standard, very corporate-looking Remax or Prudential-type letterhead, I'd probably recommend using something else. However, don't use company envelopes. Go out and buy some good quality plain envelope and use either a handwritten return address or cute labels. I highly recommend handwriting the addresses on each envelope. It doesn't take as long as you think it might, and it can make all the difference in the world as to whether or not your letter even gets opened. I recently received an SOI reconnection letter from a mortgage broker, and the envelope was so poorly done, I wasn't at all impressed with his effort, even though the letter inside was really pretty good. But on the envelope, he'd made 4 mistakes. First, my name was spelled wrong. Second, it was printed on a label which was slapped on crooked. Third, the return address was an ink stamp that had smeared. And 4, it had been run through a postage meter. Hardly a great first impression. Anyway, some agents have asked me if it's worth the effort to handwrite a personal letter to everyone in their sphere of influence, and I say to them, wow, is it worth the effort? Oh yeah, if you'll do it. But I know I'd never get it done unless I only had 10 people in my sphere of influence, and I'll bet you wouldn't either. Sending out a printed, mass-mailed letter is just fine, as long as it's interesting, personal, and non-salesy. Write the first draft of your letter when you're feeling energetic and enthusiastic. If you're a morning person, write your letter at the crack of dawn. Are you a night owl? Write it after everyone's gone to bed. If you're most alert after your first cup of coffee, write it then. You know when you feel sexy and sparky and confident. That's when you'll write a great letter. Just get something on paper. It doesn't have to be perfect or even all that good at first. Then let it sit overnight. Take a look at the letter the next day and fine-tune it, both for style and content. And of course, for correct spelling and punctuation. This letter must have 0 typos or grammatical errors, so have someone else proofread it for you. If you make any changes, have it proofread again. Try to keep it to 1 page. When is your letter ready to go? Well, other than proofreading, it's ready to go when you're excited to send it out. Seriously, you'll know when it's right. If you're reluctant to send it, there's something wrong. There's something about that letter that's bothering you, and you're right. It's not ready. Read it through again. Identify what's feeling awkward to you. Something does. If you can't figure it out, sit on it a day or two more. If that doesn't help, you might just want to start over and see if you can come up with something you feel better about. Students who have gone through this program in the past all agree. When it's right, you know it, and you're excited to get it out there. And that will be an effective announcement or reconnection letter. If you still need help, don't worry, help is available. First, check out the Savvy Prospector Forum. There are probably others who have gone through before you who have struggled with a similar issue you're having. If not, feel free to post your question or even your letter to the group and ask for help. It's a great crowd, and you'll find them to be incredibly helpful and supportive. You can also ask me for help, although there's a charge to do so. My regular fee for helping with announcement letters is $150 an hour, but for Savvy Prospector Program participants, I'll reduce that to $100. I can help you identify problem areas and suggest ways to improve the letter, along with proofreading and light editing. I can even pretty much write your letter for you, although I highly recommend that the letter actually come from you. If you're interested in hiring me to help, just send me an email through the forum and I'll get back to you. So what should you expect from your letter? Well, it's hard to say. Depending on how many you send out, you may get an outpouring of response or you may not. The more you send, the more response you'll get, obviously. But even if you don't get much immediate feedback, know that you did make an impression, and as long as you follow up with everyone, as we'll discuss in future lessons, you will see business from it. In fact, you'll probably see fallout from your letter for several months. Watch your assignments for more nuts and bolts details on writing and sending your letter. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you next time.